Iron Man. Bloodthirsty.
Pacifist.
You're listening to the WoW Challenges podcast, the home of the Iron Man Challenge.
Hello and welcome to the WoW Challenges podcast. This is episode, and I messed it up, 200. Yes, you would think I'd get used to it by now, but nope, definitely not. Anyway, today is Saturday, January 25th, 2020. I am your host, Lita, messing it all up over the place. That's what I do. Joining me this week, thank you so much, Helminia is here. There he is over there. Say hi.
Say hi.
Hello, everyone.
Thank you. Oh, Chris, thank you. Thank you so much. Welcome, chat room. Welcome, listeners. Thank you so much for hanging out. It is episode 200. Oh, my lordy. 200 episodes of professionalism. Zorts. Yeah, it's not the word I'd use, but thank you. Thank you anyway. It's, yeah. Anyway, we have fun. We have always had fun over these years. So thank you very much. We're going to change things up just a little bit today because it is episode 200. So, wanted to do something a little bit special, which we will do in a little bit. So, those of you that would like to have a call in and have a quick chat, we will do that when we get to chit chat section. But for now, we're going to start off with our weeks in WoW. So, Helminia, I want to know how is your week been? What have you been up to?
Well, I've been playing catch up for the past 2 weeks since I had computer trouble, which sucked. So I got back into leveling my Bloodthirsty, and then I died. And I lost him at level 12.
Oh, what happened?
I pulled too many boars and died.
Where at?
In the gnomish starting zone up on the top of the mountains where all the frost trolls are. There's a bunch of neutral boars. They actually give full XP for the level, and they scale to level 20.
Okay.
So I was going ham on the boars, and then I pulled a troll and I died.
Ouch. Okay.
Yeah. Okay.
And then I haven't really got any irons high on the list. I've been using them for testing, so I've been getting them to level 12 and then killing them off intentionally, testing things for the new site. Mm-hmm. And then that's been about it.
Mm-hmm. Excellent. Testing's always good. We appreciate that. Thank you. Thank you. You know, sacrificing for the greater good, so to speak. So thank you for that. Ham on the boars. I know I did catch that. I thought that was, don't know if that was an intentional or unintentional pun, but I thought that was very good. I mean, we picked up on it. So thank you.
Well, I picked up on it too, if I said it.
Nice. Okay. So what have I been doing this week myself? Well, it's still been pretty muchly corruption based on my main, though I did jump onto my Passy later, my Night Elf Rogue, and I started the Luna coin collecting. So Luna hit yesterday, and there's one kind of one quest chain that's new, which I'll talk about when we get to the news shortly. But I thought, well, we'll start off, we'll go coin collecting, and I just wanted to, even though I didn't get the level, Chris, I'm waiting, watching you, Chris, catch up, come on, go girl. Throw the gauntlet down, that's what I'm doing. In the old zones, the interesting thing with XP I found was because I'm flying and I'm doing a bit of discovery, The old zones are giving me like 94 XP, which is like any XP is good XP, right? And like, it doesn't matter how meager and pathetic the amount, anything's gotta be good. So, as I'm flying over, you know, the zones to get the coins, I'm like, okay, oh, look, there's a little area over here. Quick, let's go and grab that. So I'm getting 94 on that. In Catazone, so I went to Mount Hyjal and got a little bit discovery. It's 479 in the Catazone. So that's been the difference. I picked some herbs and some ore, and that's still at 190 XP. So, and my passy is sitting at 108. Though I did have that horrible feeling when I got to Darkshore that I flew into Darkshore and then I did the whole, oh my God, hang on, is it 110 that everything changes? Or, So, apparently Darkshore changes at 110, but I'm right at the moment. I have this horrible, horrible, you know, thought of something was going to happen. And fair, yes, I was thinking exactly of the horrible, horrible thing that happened to you. So it startled me for a moment, but I was like, no, I'm okay. So at the moment, the passy is about 70% through the 108 to 109. So it's slow going, but Luna is here. We've got, 2 weeks of Luna. So for those tunes that can do it, go get your stuff. Other than that, it's all been about corruption, and I'm calling them, you know, horrid dungeon. Anyway, it's all been a bit fun and games. So yeah, it's Oldham and Vale have taken my attention greatly, which has been good fun. But I did get a mount yesterday. I got the Ivory Cloud Serpent. So that spawned and I had the lasso and I managed to get that. So I was super happy because that one's a respawn that happens. There's Kobe. Kobe says happy 200. Yes. Okay. Bye, Kobe. Anyway, that's pretty muchly been my week. So it's been very busy in game. There's always something to do. We shall get back to the Bloods soon, I know. Okay, all right. Let's have a look at, where is my new, here it is. Okay, let's do this one.
Breaking down news from the World of Warcraft.
Okay, thank you, Rogue Slayer. Love that one. Okay, so let's go on to the news for this week. And as I said, Lunar is here. And Nisi, looking at you, my dear, thank you so much for the article. Go over and check out wildchallenges.com, guys, because all of the information is over there. Please, please, please be very, very careful with some of this stuff if you're going to do it. Hunting coins is good if you're sticking with your faction. Be very careful if you're hunting ones that are close to or within the opposing factions. Probably best not to. There are a couple that are a little dicey. You might, you know, sometimes it's easy just to go, it's not worth it. It's not worth losing your toon just to get a coin, okay? And yes, it is bonus XP, but if you're dead, that XP means nothing. So just keep an eye on that. Bloodthirsties. No love for the bloodthirsties again, guys. Sorry. You're going to get flagged if you do those. So just keep a mind on that. Other than that, yeah, Nisi's done all the information over there, so please go and check it out. And again, Nisi, thank you. Thank you. There was a new quest chain that was added this year to get the crown The crowns as a permanent transmoggable item throughout the whole year. I did all of that on Lita yesterday. It took forever. And I would say that if you are a challenge toon, don't do it, because you are going into zones that will be opposing faction. And again, it is not worth, just to get some XP and to hand it in. I do that quest chain on a normal toon, if you want that kind of thing, okay? It's one of those things that until you get the whole quest chain's about, I'm going to say about 5 or 6 quests long, and it took me hours, hours to do it. I'd probably leave that for a challenge toon. Not worth it. Do it on a normal toon if that's what you want. Other than that, Spreadshirt still has got a promo that starts on the 28th to the 1st of February. So if you want any merchandise, now, I don't know if you guys can see. Hang on. I've got my Wild Challenges. Got my Wild Challenges shirt on. You know, mugs, caps, all those kinds of things. Yes, see, Kobe says, go check it out. There's free shipping, so pop over to Spreadshirt and check that out. Now, as to, did we have any news on the website? It is coming. We know that. You've been very busy with it. It's not far away, yeah?
No, it's really not. At this point, it's finalizing that everything works. So I'm meticulously going over code, making sure that if something errs, it doesn't have an abrupt stop to the site for the user, that there's some sort of correction, which is hard to make sure happens, but all of the functionality is there. Mm-hmm. It's all working. It's pretty much ready to go.
Excellent.
Launch day will be soon. Tricky.
Okay. All right. But, you know, this is the man behind all of this, guy. So, and again, we appreciate. Thank you, Omnia. He's been very, very busy getting everything sorted. So it is coming. It will be soon. So, again, we thank you.
It was a great task to undertake. That's for sure.
Good. I'm glad you said that in such a positive. Now, what else can I have for you? No, I'm kidding. But we do greatly appreciate it. So thank you. And very soon, guys, very soon. All right. Let's get into the state of the challenges. As I said, you know, it's not necessarily going to be a short show, but we want to get to chit chat so we can get some call in stuff done. And we've got some questions and that. So, state of the challenges for this week. We have had a week. Let's just say that. Omnia, do you want to start off with the irons for me, please?
Sure thing. So, at number 10, we have Crossgren at 59, but he died. Ouch. At number 9, we have Nikki at 65. And then at number 8, we have Hexie Brittle at 65, but they died too. Seems to be a trend here with the odd names. Iron Azzy's at 66. Let's see if he can get past 109 again. Chen Celery is at 69. Number 5, we had Hero Word.
Mm-hmm. Paratons. Right. Yep.
At 73. Nice. At 4, we have 5 Melon at 83.
Go 5.
At number 3, we have Faruki at 87. At number 2, we had Jang Lurix at 89, but they died.
Jang.
And then at number 1, it was Xie Li.
Xylee.
Xylee at 98, but then they died. And that was recent, too. I seen the change happen on the site. I was sad.
Yep. Yep. Oh, damn. Brittle, Jang, and Zaya. You know, just I know these guys. So, rough week. Three in the top 10, guys. Ouch. Commiserations. Okay, let's have a look at bloods for this week. So at number 10, we have got Lock Zorts at 47. Go Zorts. We have got Potato Taco at 56. Love that name. Nisi is number 8 this week at 57. 5 Chesty hits 60. They are number 7. Broken Tooth is number 6 at 60 as well. Number 5 is Nikki at 65. Number 4, Blood Sorts, RIP at 83. Oh, Sorts. Oh, don't. That's I'm not sure what happened, but I'm so sorry. Number 3 is Zyabara at level 90. Number 2 is Soul Snuffer at 90. You know I'm going to giggle at that every time, Nisi. Number 1 is Soul Stoned at 101. Well done, Nisi. 1 and 2 this week. Oh, Sorts. Ouch. So sorry what's happened. That's rough. We have lost some high levels this week. Okay, let's have a look at our passies. Omenia, what have we got?
All right. At number 10, we have Gertha at 26. Number 9, we have Angel at 34. At number 8, we have Verena at 37. At number 7, we have Nessalies at 41. At number 6, we have Past 13 at 45. At number 5, we have 5 Chesty at 60. At number 4, we have Freaksy at 61. At number 3, we had Herbicella at 77. Number 2 is Erisian at 91. And at number 1, it's Silent Herber at 110.
Nice. Well done, Silent Herber's getting there. Only 10 more levels. Wow. And well done, Passies. No deaths this week. Excellent. Okay, so tins. We have got, there's only 2 tins this week. Wow, I was a little bit worried. We haven't had tins for a couple weeks. I was getting a bit worried, wasn't I, this week? I was like, nobody's playing tins. That's very unusual. Anyway, number 2 is White Gear at level 10, but they're yellow flagged, apparently. So fishing's not allowed. So not sure what they're doing. Maybe they got themselves confused with the working men. And number 1 is Tyne at 41 this week. So well done there. Greens, who have we got, please?
At number 10, we had Flaneer at 39, but they died. And then we had Tamara at 57. Lore Keeper is at 65. Chris Dude is at 65 as well. Zuzu got the 66, but then he died. At number 5, we had Zigala at 76. At number 4, we had Green Adelict at 80. At number 3, we had Evergreen at 83. Number 2 is Ferritot at 100. And then Jan Green at 110.
Nice. Wow. Another couple of deaths. That's, ouch. There we go. Okay. Working man. Let's have a look at these. So at number 10 this week, we have got Zaya Weyer. I think I said it right, Zaya. I hope I did. Anyway, Zaya's tune at 32. Number 9 is Ferona at 38. Number 8 is Joyful Calling at 41. Number 7, Work It, Azzy, hit 51. Go, Azzy. Number 6 is 5, I See a Panda. That's how I say it. I think I got that wrong. 5, I apologize, but that's how I read it. At 51, number 5 this week is Knee High at 55. 4 this week is Fair Winter at 61. Go, Fair. Well done. Number 3 is Effortless at 85, which I'm pretty sure that is Rogue Slayer. Number 2 is Athena at 93, RIP. Oh, sweetie, that is, oh, damn. And I'm pretty sure that's a fairly recent death. So, so sorry. Ouch. Not sure what's happened, but rough. There we go. Number 1 this week is Contester, hit 100. Oh my lord, Stir, go you. That is amazing. Well done. Well done. 100 already. He's still going with this contest tune. That's awesome. Okay. Teams. Let's have a look at teams. Who have we got for irons, please, Alminia?
Well, we have one iron team this week, and that's Light and Lightning, and they made it to 77, so.
Nice. 77. Well done. Well done. All right. Blood teams. This week we have got one blood team, and they are plodding along over there. That would be Five Finger Death Taco. Double dip. They hit 23. Well done, Five and Taco. It's good to see you guys back leveling there. And green teams. Who have we got?
Okay, for green teams, we have You Don't Know You Weren't There at 21. At number 3, we have Never Give Up at 23. At number 2, we had Totems and Tails at 33, but they died. Or someone died. I'm not sure yet. Mm-hmm. Haven't looked. Number 1, we have The Trash Heap Has Spoken Ya at 37.
Wow. Okay. Well done. 4 green teams this week. Awesome. Awesome going, guys. It's so good to see the teams coming through there. Obviously, commiserations on, we lost a lot this week. Commiserations to everyone that we lost. It's been a rough week right across the board. So, I just hope everyone has a kinder and gentler week this coming week with your leveling, okay? But again, well done to everyone for leveling this week. Okay, well, now that we've got that out of the way, how about we get to this one over here? Where's my bumper? Let's do it.
Hey, yo, it's Chit Chat!
So it's still one of the best. Thank you. Thank you so much. Okay, Azzy. Where's Azzy? Is Azzy here? I'm assuming. Is Azzy in the chat room? I am going to say he is, maybe. We might have to come back to it. He's not there. All right. Azzy, if you are, can you hop into the podcast waiting room, please? That would be good. What we might do is start off with Chris. Let me get this woman in here. Like, hello, Chris.
Hello.
Hello.
Hey, yo. Surprise. How are you?
Yeah, good thing I have my headphones on already.
I'm like, okay, let's do this. This is call-in show, so, you know. How are you, my dear?
I am good. I need coffee, but if I do, I won't go to bed. So.
Yeah.
Coffee sounds amazing.
Coffee, that's okay. I've got enough to keep us going for, you know, eternity, so it's all good. It's all good. But anyway, thank you for coming to have a little chat with us, and to help celebrate in, you know, episode 200, which is very exciting. So thank you so much. I wanted to ask you, how has the WoW challenges, playing the challenges, how has that helped with you playing normal tunes? Like, has there been an impact for you?
Oh, absolutely. You know, it's so funny because I was sitting here looking and I'm like going, so much of my life for the past couple of years has been a new group of friends. And every Saturday night, this is what I look forward to. This is where I come. This is where I hang. You know, I have met some of the most dearest people in my life, real friends, you know, in my heart from the challenges. And we have a guild that's based around them. I mean, well, we all got together because of it. And people who truly are near and dear to me, and I never would have met them had I not found eons ago a man on YouTube doing some little thing called an Iron Man and found Boomy and found Paradin and found you guys. And it encompasses so much of my joy in life that even when life is kicking me in the butt, there's these amazing people attached to this wonderful head banging, oh my God, why am I doing this to myself challenge? And none of it would have happened had I not found you guys. You know, like one of the very first podcasts I ever saw was one of them was the Don't Jump John. And the next one I saw was Zorts and Stone. And I'm like, oh, good God, I need to know these people. They are phenomenal. And such joy.
I'm sorry. You know, I'm sorry.
You know, there's kidding. Such joy kidding. With this, though. And, you know, we've all lost our minds that it's already a hard enough game. So let's make it harder. Sure, why not? You know? But I had to be a part of this because all of you people are just so dear to me and just absolute magic. So I am so thrilled that I could come and at least say thank you on your 200th anniversary. And I love you all dearly. I just would do anything for you in game, in real life. I think you all are phenomenal.
Thank you. That's very sweet. Heart you. It has been a very, very interesting journey to get to 200. And again, without all of you out there doing these challenges and helping support the podcast and the website and all of that, without you guys, we wouldn't be here. So again, big kudos and thank yous to everyone who is here, who has done the challenges over the years, who supports, whether it's through word of mouth, financially, whatever you do. We thank you. We truly do thank you. It's been a journey. I mean, I will, when I get Stone on very shortly, I've got something, so we will discuss something very shortly. But again, thank you so much. How is your how's Pacifist leveling? How's she doing?
Well, apparently she's not leveling fast enough, because if you throw that gauntlet down anymore, I'm gonna have a stack of metal up to my neck, and that I need to catch up. What, you're 108?
108.
Okay, so I have 7 levels somehow magically.
I have not played her for 2 weeks. I have not played her for 2 weeks.
Just to give you guys the perspective. So Lita and I are like dead opposite on our time zones because I'm in Colorado. So the first thing I do every morning is I roll over, I look at my phone, I see if my store is on fire. What, you know, that's possibly best. Could have happened overnight there. And the very first message I send every day is good morning to Lita. This is before I've had coffee. This is before I've even gotten out of bed. She texts me this morning and I read that each one of these quests, these turn-ins for the coins was 81,000 XP. I was so excited to log on today. I'm like, oh, booyah. I am going to catch you. And then no more gauntlets. You know, take the armor away. I am going to catch 81,000 for a coin turn in. And then I had some coffee and realized, oh, good God, she said 8,100. Okay, that is half of a fishing quest in Stormwind. Oh, I'm in trouble. And all of my, I am so paranoid about those stupid stealth in STV because I've seen way too many challenge toons die. And I don't have sap. I'm a druid.
Yes.
I have no sap. So I'm still trying to figure out how to safely catch up to you when I'm not going to get 81,000 XP for turning in a coin.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'll get there. It may be because I have to fly to Australia and unplug your computer for a while. But at some point, I will catch up.
Yeah. I'll give you another couple of weeks soon, okay? You can
right? I need
have
to retire
that.
Or yeah. something to yeah. be able to catch up.
Well, you know what the main thing would be is Archie. You know, as we know, there are a couple of people who are so up on their archaeology, and picking Fair's brain would be good. Five's brain would be good.
And Zaya's spreadsheet too.
Zaya's brain, you know, they're the ones that I would definitely be talking to, because if they've done it, I know Fair's done it with Passies, and I'm sure Zaya and Five have. So they're the ones, but there's a couple of zones I'm a little wary of. So I would say coins and Archie will be your fun thing for the next.
My fun. Well, you know what? As long as it's not. Actually, I shouldn't say this because I'm having a blast. I used to be a current raider up through Wrath,
mm-hmm.
and then it stressed me out so bad I quit playing.
Yeah.
Not WoW, but I quit raiding and I quit doing current dungeons and I just started playing by myself. Zap Paradin and I, of all things, for none of us being current players, are actually, I think, only one level less than max on our cloaks that you could have this week.
Nice.
So we have stayed so super current. It's kind of fun. I'm like, oh my gosh, now it does not mean I want to go tank a raid because I hate getting yelled at as a tank. But it's been fun. We are like flying through these visions. I didn't even know that Reigns that you got. I got that like on the second mob of my intro storyline, the Reigns, and I didn't even know it was for a mount.
Yeah.
I think Paradin's still sitting on a ledge right now out there. He got his Reigns today.
Nice.
But we are having a blast doing this. Yep, he's still sitting on the ledge. We're having a blast doing this and just doing the silly stuff in game again. Poor Zep. I told him we could fly from, what is it, Vizier to Stormwind and not die, only I took off from the wrong point today to fly all the way from Vizier to Stormwind. Lita, you could see the shore. I have a screenshot of it. One more inch and we would have been alive. I'm like, really? You can't do this? I'm so sorry. I'll pay your repair bill. It's like, you really can't do it? Only I took off from the wrong spot. So.
Oops.
We've just been having fun and, you know, remembering all the good things about the game, the challenge tunes, the coins, having, you know, transmogs to get and hearthstones and, you know, and the current stuff. So it's been fun.
Good. Oh, that's, and I think, you know what, that's the main thing, isn't it? You sit down, you want to play a game, you want to have fun. Like that's just the way it is. I think you don't want to be, you know, stressed to the degree that you one, don't want to log in, or two, you just don't want to play. If you're not feeling it, then take a break, you know, and that can be the same with challenges sometimes. Sometimes it can get a little bit so intense with playing challenge tunes that you might need to step back and have a bit of a break. But
agreed.
That's just what it is. So, but thank you for popping in and saying hi. Appreciate that. So,
always sweet woman.
You go have a chill time and no coffee. Keep the coffee flowing my way. But,
no coffee, but my son dropped off a tub of popcorn. So.
Nice. Hi, Dee. Tell him I said hi.
Tell him hi.
Enjoy your popcorn. And again, thank you. Thank you for being part of the WoW Challenges. We, again, heart you. Thank you so much. Okay.
Ditto all day. Mwah.
Mwah. See ya. All right. Okay. So, Azzy, are you back? You're getting... Oh, visiting? All right. Let me see if I can grab Azzy into... Azzy, you should have access to jump straight into podcast voice. Can you do that for me, please? I could probably do it. There he is. Azzy, hi.
Hi.
Can't hear you. Oh, did you? There you are.
Hello?
Hi. How are you?
Press the button to talk.
Buttons to talk, exactly. Hang on. Intro for Azzy. Let's do this properly. Here we go. Let's do this.
It's Azzy's pun.
Yep. Love it.
It's that time.
Yeah, I'm mixing things up a bit. So hit us with it. What have you got? Because the potato one last week, that was pretty good.
All right. A mime in my town was arrested yesterday after he broke his left arm in a bar fight. He still has the right to remain silent.
Oh, dear Lord. Oh, I have not heard that one. Oh, my God. Gold. That's, well...
Some would say that the reason you guys got the 200 might be excellent content and support you to the community, or maybe your excellent production standards. I like to think it's my pun. That's probably pushed you over the line.
Absolutely. Sure. Look, if you wanna go with that, Azzy, that is completely okay with me.
It only seemed like yesterday.
Yeah. Yes. Exactly. How you doing? How's the? I noticed you're 66 on your new iron.
Yes, I am. I've been focusing #, because I've got, as I say, I've got a 52 green and 51-ish working man and passy and bloodthirsty.
Mm-hmm.
So I've been concentrating on the mainly iron, but some of my wife's in the hospital, so I've been visiting, and I had an infected tooth, and I've been in pain all week, and
yep.
Just wanted, I'll get the computer. I can be on the play well all day after 45 minutes. I want to have a nap. So I had to get a tooth out on Friday, and I've been in pain. So
yeah,
but yeah, going all right. It's a bit of a dawdle to probably 80, 90, unless something goes pear shaped.
Yep.
I did have a scare where I was in Fellwood with those big trees. I was running past. I must have tabbed a big tree.
Oh.
And luckily, I was running away and I couldn't shoot him. I'm going, oh, gee.
Thank goodness. Oh, yes. That's exactly right. That would have been a little rough. So, all right. So a question for you. You've been doing, well, Iron Man in particular, but you've been doing challenge tunes for a while now. How many years have you been playing challenge tunes, do you reckon?
Have to be at least 4 or 5, I suppose.
Yeah. I'd have thought maybe...
I'm not too sure.
No? Okay.
Oh, I haven't counted. Yeah, quite a while. Probably.
a while.
I remember my first one was Horde Tune for some reason, vaguely.
What? Really?
Oh, very first one, I think. And that was back, I can't remember what I did last week, or 4 years ago. #old age.
Yeah.
But yeah, doing quite a while. Now it's like into a routine. Like, I know where every mob is, and you know, when you're going through a zone, if a mob's not there, why is he in there? Someone must have been through.
Yeah.
As I said, I was on the other day, other show. It's just a grind getting to, say, 80, 90, probably 90 above is when you've really got to, you know, not, you don't concentrate, but it, And I just want to try and get to 120, but the grind, I think we've probably got time. If I don't do anything silly, I might have just to do a bloodthirsty when I get to 110 and just grind on boars or something.
Oh, well, that's fair enough. We'll see how it goes. So the highest that you've lost in this expansion was your 103. That was correct?
Yeah.
Yeah.
A couple of 102 and 103.
Three. 103, 104.
Yeah. Okay. All right. I can get pretty well to 90 to 100, no problems. Once you get to 90, stuff can kill you pretty easily if you don't know what you're doing.
Yeah. Okay. What's out of all these years of you playing challenge tunes, what do you think has been the worst death that you've had? Like the one that sticks out, that as soon as I say worst death, what's the one that pops into your brain?
I don't know. I don't know if it's a worst, but the one I remember all the time, it's my death at level one / played 5 minutes to a moth.
That's right. What were you
doing? I created a Draenei hunter and I logged in. I tapped the moth in DC. It came back dead.
That's right.
About 5 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
I think flying to a horde camp a couple of times.
Yeah.
Just the bugs. It's nothing. One thing. It's all blur. I think a few of us picked any bug there. I'm going to pick it.
Yeah.
You know, falling off the wall near a valley, and what's the stone near the? Was it bugs? Yeah.
Town Long.
I fell.
Dribbles.
Yeah, but around that area. Yeah, I fell off the wall.
Oh.
And died.
Ow.
Flew to a flight point. Just went away AFK for 5 minutes. Come back dead because someone pulled a mob over and killed me.
Ow.
Drowned, I don't think, and then the odd many DCs.
Yeah. DCs have been less though since you got the new modem.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, they fixed it. Then they
fixed it.
I've died once or twice to freezing. The game would freeze and have to reboot.
Yep.
And probably Leader would know what I'm talking about. I've just switched over the NBN and here. It's working, just.
Yeah.
And so, you know, there we go. Faster speed. So hopefully it might be a
thing. Stursus Zangamarsh Cave.
I haven't died there for...
That's a few years. Yeah.
Yeah. I lost two turns at 64, one after the other in the cave. You think I'd know better. No.
Yeah.
But I don't do Zangamarsh anymore, really. I don't do Hellfire and I don't do Zenga.
Yeah.
So I don't bother going there. I might do Nagrand and Terrakar.
Mm-hmm.
And a bit of... what's the other one? No, I think there's Terrakar. Nagrand, yeah. Mostly Northrend. I don't do those zones, so I don't get it okay. But I think they fixed the bug.
Yeah. Oh, well, it's, you know, the main thing is, I suppose, now you've got such a wider questing area to go now that they've changed up with the way leveling is, isn't it? Like, you don't even have to go to Outlands. You can go straight to Northrend or vice versa. Or, you know, there's so many you can skip nowadays, which is good.
Yeah, you're true, because even just ones you don't like, not necessarily dangerous, it's a pain.
Yeah.
I do notice that one of my changes is when I get to 60 without doing the Arathi Highlands. And because that seems to scale well after 60. Because I know some people, probably most people wouldn't do, you know, you go and get the two heads and get the three heads, in the stronger. That can be a bit difficult, but once you got flying, you can fly in and fly out. It's a lot easier.
Yeah.
And they get, like, I was 61, I was getting 15,000 XP for them. I was getting 18,000, I would have got 18,000 at 61. At 60, I would have got 18,000. At 61, I got 15,000. And all the quests were giving 11,000 plus.
Nice.
So you get, when I was 60, I get flying, I go to I go to Rathi, do the 2-1s, get the heads, and I do a few other ones, all the trolls. And that gives you a big chunk of a XP level, and I do the Plants vs. Zombies. So, and then I go to Northrend and just play on through, and then I get the 65 and get the Spirit Beast.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Race did you go with this, with your newish iron?
Night Elf.
Okay.
Because it's been
Shadow
Melt. Gnome.
Yes.
And when I died at 103, if I had Shadow Meld, I would have probably survived.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
So just that's a really oh shit, I'm going to die for a hunter. Like, you really don't do Shadow Meld unless it really hits the fan.
Yeah.
And I really, that really hit the fan. And I just needed one more, like a Shadow Meld before that got off a firebolt and would have killed me. That killed me. So
yeah.
This time, it just gives you something else to a protection.
Well, you know, you once again, people, this guy is a leveling machine. Like, we have got quite a few in the community, but Azzy will just turn around and off he goes again. And, you know, as I said, you back up to a 66, 67, which is amazing. So,
it's all up. And I think it's good because I've got to the higher levels quite regularly now. So I know,
sort of know you most can do of, it.
I know most of the zones. It's just been me when I get, like I think I mentioned last, once you get to 100, to 100, 120, it's not so, like you do quest lines and everything.
Yes.
You really got to pick and choose your XPs.
Exactly.
Patience, I think, is the key.
Patience is certainly a big part in playing challenge tunes, that's for certain. Alrighty. Well, look, thank you, Azzy. Thank you for coming and saying hi and popping in. We do appreciate it. Thank you for your cute pun. It was very cute. And
gold.
We wish you all the very best with all your challenge. Gold, you take it however you want. Fine. But thank you for bobbing in.
One day Zoid's going to have to come on and say my pun and laugh. That's my goal for 2020.
One day. Anything. The goal for 2020. Okay. All right.
Goal for 2020.
We will see. There's still 11 months to go. Anything could happen. Absolutely.
All right. I'll catch you later.
Okay. Thanks, Azzy. Thanks for stopping by.
Yeah, Azzy.
Oh, that's awesome. Alrighty. Okay, where is he? Stone, I know that he's wants to pop in. Come on, where are you? Because he said, like, now I don't want to pop in because he's afraid something's going to happen. Nothing's going to happen. Why would anything happen? That would just be, that would just be crazy. I would like for him to pop in. And he's probably now like, no, I don't want to. But anyway.
Oh, come on, buddy.
While we wait for him to be like, oh, dear Lord, what's she doing? Ominia, how have you been finding with you doing the challenges for yourself? As you said, you're testing certain tunes yourself, like, for the new website and all of that. But how has style of play, have you found anything since, BFA's been out, that anything's changed for you, or you're traveling okay with leveling a challenge soon?
For the most part, starting out, it's pretty much the same, but it's the new zone scaling and mob scaling that you got to be careful of. That's the only thing I've noticed. I ran through an area and found 120 elite in Elwyn Forest one day, and it mowed over me just because I happened to be near an event area with a bunch of 120s nearby, and it got me.
Ow. Damn, that's a bit rough. 120. Oh. What event? What world event was that?
There's a waterlogged chest in the lake beside where the rogue rare is.
Yeah. That's the one. Guess who's here.
And if there are enough 120s in that vicinity,
yep,
the rogue turns 110.
Oh, out. That's damn. That's a damn. Hey, Stone.
Hey, buddy.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I am very good. You said you wanted to pop in for you know, not for very long. So I had something special for you. Yeah, I did. I had something. I could not resist, because you know, there's just certain things and certain times you've got to just, you know, have a bit of fun. So I went back and I found this thing. I found the very first episode that we did, and remember when we practiced, I didn't grab the practice one, but I did grab our episode one. So episode zero was a practice one that Stone and I did with Carrie, Stone's wife, which was a practice, but this was our episode one, and I wanted to relive it with you. So here we go. Okay,
so I'm recording now.
Do you remember this? Okay.
Okay. So yeah, basically what's going to happen is that it'll transition to another screen, but you guys will still have your mics on. So just stay quiet while the intro comes on.
I'll just mute. I'll mute me. Okay. So I don't sneeze or something. All good.
Let me see. Okay. I am recording. Is that recording? Yes, it is recording.
And sounds so familiar, Stone.
Boy.
Oh, can you guys and we've got that? Rogue Slayer.
I heard a little, ooh.
Mm-hmm.
I told her. Because my youngest son has got a really, it's really high pitched voice. Really high pitched.
Yep.
And I'm like, dude, you have to talk in the whisper voice.
Daddy's recording.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Do I have my notes here? Yep. I think we're all good. Are we ready?
Yep.
We're ready. I'm ready.
I'm hearing an echo.
Echo.
Lita, can you talk loud?
Can I talk loud? Like this really loud? Mm-hmm. This is not my talking voice.
And then Rogue Slayer.
Would you like me to talk loud? Because I can talk louder than Lita.
Uh-huh. Yes. It's like, oh my god. Okay. No, I think we're good.
You good?
Yeah.
All right.
Just muscle memory. Mute. Well, I'm going to mute my mic, I think, and then I'll play the intro. Okay. All right. You ready?
We're ready. Yep. Let's do this, chat room.
I thought what? She gave me the bird.
No.
I know. I saw them. I was going to give you a high five.
I did that to Aprilian the other day, but no, nice. Not to you. Nice.
Okay.
All right.
Yeah, so there's no, we're not going to pause or anything. We're just going to go. And if it goes on the podcast, it goes on the podcast. We just do the best that we can, okay?
Yep.
So in 3, 2, 1.
And that was the start of our very first episode, do you remember?
I was super serious, like so nervous. I want to get this right. Good lord.
I know.
And then every time I'm ready to go, I'm finding another reason to like, okay, now did we do this? Wait, am I doing that? Okay, I'm hearing an echo now. Oh no. It's got to be perfect.
Yep. Nearly 5 years, guys.
Good lord.
Yeah. 2015. 27th of August, I think it was, 2015 was episode one. So, It was a while ago. Yes, we're coming up to 50th anniversary in August this year. So yeah, when I went back, there was a couple of things. I found a couple of things, but the video, I tried doing a couple of video things to cut and splice and do this stuff, but it all epically failed. So yeah, the only one I could really do was that was the start of episode one. So it brought back a lot of memories because I completely forgot what we were doing, and that Rogue Slayer went to do that, and you thought she gave you the finger, and that was hilarious. But
I did. I thought, I'm like, why is she giving the finger? Oh no. I was like, wow. Like, right before the episode starts, she's like, screw you.
Yes. Yes. And there was another one in episode 86 that I really wanted to try and get, but I couldn't manage to get it. We had Zorts on.
Sounds familiar.
86. Yeah, yeah. We had Zorts on. And, you guys, you had, we hadn't started recording, I don't think. And it was one of those where you were playing around with, voice meter banana, changing yes. voice. Remember, and you're like, this is my radio voice, and you changed it over. And then Zortz did the radio voice, and you're like, wait, go back, do it again. And then he did it, you know, his little voice in, and you changed it to be that 1940s voice?
1950s. Grocery store.
Yeah. And I was trying to get that and I couldn't because it just didn't work. But I was killing myself laughing because that was a really cool memory. But and again, thank you, Zorts, for doing that. That was good fun. But you know, we've made it to 200, and again, it's been a very interesting and fun journey. So I'm glad to have shared a lot with you. So thank you for everything that you've done too. So but thank you for popping in and saying hi. It's nice to hear your voice.
Are you joking?
All right. No. It is. It's nice to hear your voice.
Oh, I'm so used to hearing you like get on me and badger me and oh Stone, you're terrible. Why did you do this? Why did you do that? And now you're like, wow.
Really? Well, really?
Yeah. This is strange to me. No, I just wanted to say hi and wish you guys all the best because 200 is
it's kind of cool.
Hard to get to, let alone one, right?
I know.
So
yeah.
So I'm looking forward to what you guys can do with it to 300. That's like what 2 years from now.
Wow. Let's see.
let's see if we. Hey, I sold the Ruby Panther.
Did you? Sorry. Nice.
Yes, I did. Auction
house, of course.
Which is occupying a lot of my time right now. It's all auction house.
Yes.
All auction house.
How much you made?
I should be getting my 5 million by March the 30th.
Okay.
At my current rate. So.
Mm-hmm. Yes, LB, he is addicted to the auction house. Yes. He wants that. Yeah. What what mount is it again? The auction house.
It's the auction house mount.
Yeah. Yeah. Brontosaurus.
Brutosaurus one.
The Brutosaurus.
Yeah. Mhm. Yeah, which is 5
but,
million.
Yeah, I just I'm yeah, it's five mil. Yeah, and then I want to get the spider mount, which is 2 million, and then there's some other mounts that, you know, I need gold.
Yeah.
And anytime I have gold, I just spend it on stuff, right?
Yeah.
I don't save it. I just, because I'm here to play, let's spend it, right? Because it's not real cash, so what the heck, right?
Yeah.
But now, nope. But anyway, so actually, as a tidbit, back in the day, I wanted to do a auction house challenge to see if you can make like how fast you can make like a mil in gold. But there is no way to really track it without somebody. Hey, I'm gonna go put up a gray sword for like a million gold, and then his buddy goes and buys it.
Yeah,
right. It's so that was a silly thing to think about, but it's interesting how things have changed over 200 shows. Like now, like because before, you know, I was really concerned with how things looked, how it sounds, blah blah blah. And then over time, it's like, you know what, we kind of get into this thing where we're good.
Yeah.
It's interesting to see where you are going to go with it. You've got to put your name in the credits, okay? You've got to.
They are in the credits.
Your host name. No.
In the outro, there it is.
In the intro.
We will continue to fight over this for the rest of time. So, you know.
So it's going to be neat to see what you guys do and where things are going to go, especially with what's going to happen. Like, this year is going to be a wild year.
Yeah.
It's going to be wild. Like, I just... I can't even wrap my head around all the changes that are going to happen and how it's going to affect everyone. But at least as things change, the podcast should, you know, be that focal point that we can all kind of sit around and chat and, you know, talk about how we've leveled, how we've died, how we've done this and that, right?
Yeah.
So, and that's kind of what I wanted the podcast to be, was a focal point for all of us, right? And it continues to do that, and I'm looking forward to what you guys can do with it.
Excellent.
From here to infinity and beyond.
We'll see. To infinity and
so
beyond.
Sorry.
Yeah. Sorry.
Really sorry.
Yes.
Okay. I have overstayed. I will bid you guys.
Thank you for popping in. And again, we appreciate, you know, your AH time is that we've taken away from you. Sorry. Not sorry. But go make him out. Go make your money. Ching ching. Ching ching.
I'm trying to make
it. Just, anyway. What's
show title 200 to infinity. That is a great one, Fire. That is a fantastic one.
That's not a bad one. Thank you, Five. I'll write that down.
I'm very sorry about last week. This week I will edit the show.
That's fine.
As soon as you're done.
It's okay. It's all right.
As soon as it's over,
you were technically busy last week, and you know what? It's fine. I can edit. It's just if I know I'm doing it, I'll get it done. So, it's up to you. You know, it's okay. I'm happy.
I have one job now.
Well, can't. Yeah, last one week. Main. Yeah, no.
No, I've got one job. That's it. One.
Yes.
And I didn't do it.
You didn't.
Terrible.
No, horrible. Terrible. Terrible Muriel. Sorry. Yeah. That's okay.
I'm very sorry.
These things happen. It's all good. It's all good.
Right away, I will do it.
go back to your auction house. Okay. Well, thank you.
You guys all have fun. Yes. Chat room. Thank you all for your support. Without you guys, this doesn't happen.
Yes.
And have fun in the future.
You too.
Talk
to you later.
Peace out. And I'm flashing you guys the peace sign, even though you guys can't see me. So awkward goodbyes. Bye, because I'm terrible.
Okay. I hope I can clip that bit. The I'm terrible. That will make a good soundbite, I think. Anyway, thank you, Stone. Thank you for popping in. And again, guys, once again, without, you know, I can tell the stories of the time when Stone had asked me if I wanted to do a show with him. This is going way back, and we prepped for months ahead of the first show to make sure that we knew what we were doing. So Stone and I have had a lot of fun over the years, that's for certain. So, and continue to do so, which is just in a different, obviously a different vein now. And besides, I've got the fingers on the buttons now. I'm in charge. Sorry, kind of, not really, but yeah, it's all good. It's all good. Okay.
You mean Stone can plan for things?
Apparently.
That's not what I'm reading in code.
Okay. Well, he does some phrasing later. Why? What did I say? Who knows what I say? You guys know. I speak gibberish. It's all good. Okay, Alminia, do you need to go?
Yeah, I think I should probably take off. I'm starting to get tired. And
all right.
My company's impatiently waiting. And
yeah, you go. That's all right. Thank you. Thank you for hanging out. Appreciate it.
No problem. And one fancy tidbit. The last three endpoints we needed for the website for the new Blizzard API are in progress and will be completed next week. We'll be rolling over to the new profiles API with the new website.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Stone says classic.
No news on classic yet. They're still trying to figure out what's going on. That's why 8.3 broke the main API. They tried to roll classic out, but it...
Oh, okay. All right. Well, look, fingers crossed. We know that you've got your hands across all of that. And again, Alminia, we really do appreciate all the work that you're doing behind the scenes. And thank you. You know, once again, thank you, because it's a huge job. So thank you so much being here this week.
It's no problem at all. You guys are a great community, and you're absolutely worth the effort to redesign a site that you deserve.
Oh, thank you. Thank you so much. Well, you go get your rest, because I know, you know, you've had a big couple of days. So
yes.
Sleep. Right. Sleep.
Y'all have a good night.
Yes.
I'll talk to you later.
Thank you. Okay. All right. Well, anyone else want to jump in? Let me know right now. Cause it's me. Yay. Okay. So what I'm going to do is we will go on to, we had some questions this week. So let's have a look at what we've got. So, one of them was from Brian in our Discord server. Question on the Iron Man Monk XP buff. Is it illegal, red flag, to acquire the buff or to gain experience with it? I'd like to do the quest, the daily quest, and just drop the buff. I'd understand if it can't be tracked that way, but wanted to understand before flagging myself and or missing an opportunity. Now, Zaya, thank you for the answer. He said you can do the quest, just remove the buff immediately. That's it. Easy. Easy peasy. Now, also we've got Lord Rivendar sent a question. It says that all account-wide abilities toys are allowed. Does that include the maps for flight points? It feels like that shouldn't be allowed, so I want to ask. Stir's answer, and again, Stir, thank you so much. All toys and white level engineering items like the Shieldtronic Shield, Goblin Parachute are permitted. Chauffeur Mount is allowed to, since all mounts are permitted. And again, it's just a reminder, guys, because, you know, we get so used to what we know that the rules are. It's good to have some new people, you know, refresh us on what is available. But don't forget, rules and FAQ. Rules and FAQ, always there. Azzy, where are you? You didn't say my FAQ. I knew there was something we forgot. I should have asked you the question about the FAQ. Okay, he also asked another question, which is, so if one were to start a classic iron and obviously not break any rules, by the time you all can start tracking the characters and put them on the leaderboard, will our characters be eligible still? Or would we have to start new ones since they weren't being tracked up until that point? Now, as Alminia has just said, they are still working out classic API. So as soon as we've got access to it, then we'll be tracking, you know, Iron Man for certain. However, what we don't know is we've got a set of basic rules, which is going right back to basically the original Iron Man rules that were set years ago. So if the API changes anything from that and flags you, then you're going to be flagged. But we say, you know, follow it along as a guideline. I know I am using my classic tunes. I'm running a Bloodthirsty at the moment, and it's purely just to see how it goes, to gauge, more like a scout. So I don't expect that tune to be the tune that I go, you know, that I'm gonna actually be registering. So you can use it as maybe a time to scout and get used to what, you know, how classic is playing, because again, classic and retail versions are so much different. Okay, so it is a good idea to play around, get used to how the mobs, you know, how things are working, because retail is very different to the old, you know, vanilla or what classic is. So yeah, we will see how that goes. All right, and that was one of the things that Zaya had answered. When we get the API, some rules may change, so you could get flagged. We don't know. We're not 100% certain until we get that. And Alminia says we have the code, just need the endpoint to get data from, which is obviously Blizzard's side. So as soon as we've got that, we will let you guys know. All right, so from Winema said, hi, all question. I am questing Andrenor, and there is a quest called The Fate of Karabor, where you have to drink an elixir of clarity. Stone made a post in the forum saying it was safe, but that was in 2014. I did it on my scout, and when I look at the statistic, it says no elixirs taken. Does this collaborate that it is safe for us? And what we found is overall consensus was to skip the quest and that it was too dangerous to bother with. So I'm not sure if anyone has actually checked to see what Current is doing with that one. So it was The Fate of Karabor, going to drink an elixir of clarity. So if there is anyone who is scouting out, if you can let us know how you went. But sometimes I know that when I'm playing a challenge tune, anything that involves elixirs or drinking, anything like that, I know for me, I skip it. With the changes to how leveling is now, so much easier that you can skip a quest and move on to something else, because you've got a wider pool of resources to choose from for your quests. So, excuse me, if there is something that you're unsure of, skip it, absolutely. But if there is someone out there who wants to double check that for certain, then let us know. That would be awesome. If it says elixir, don't do it. Yeah, so that would be, you know, that's still my thing, is if it looks like you've got to drink something, take anything, I just won't do it. Okay, now one more we've got from Mr. MacMan65. Stir, does your comment about chess in Winter Spring apply to Silverbound chess? And I'm not sure what the comment was, but we know Stir likes to go hunting for chess, especially in Winter Spring. So Stir's answer was, so having recently leveled a couple of tunes, each draining Winter Spring for all the points I can get, often go to Winter Spring as soon as I deem 40 and continue with the visit daily until around level 92-ish when the points drop. So far, all chests in Winter Spring give the same XP as completing a quest. On a good day, if the chests have not been farmed yet, you can pick up around 4 of them in a loop around the zone. Seems like a 4-hour cooldown until they respawn, but definitely worth the trip. Often, Zaya, Ash, and myself take turns cleaning out Winter Spring of the treasures on Wormrest Accord. And again, great information. Thank you, Stir, for that, and thank you for your questions. Okay, well, I think we have got everything that we have covered. Anything from the chat room? Guys, did I miss anything? If I did, let me know while I'm doing the thank yous. I think we will wrap this up. So again, I want to say a big thank you to all our Iron Elites guys. These are our supporters who support in a financial way, and we want to say thank you. Thank you so much for your help in, you know, because it helps run the website. So guys, thank you so much. So these amazing and fabulous people, and no, I am not doing Stone's voices. I'm just saying, I'm no good with voices. Okay, so to Shanks, to Alejandras, Azzy, Boz, Cyril, Harvey, Chupa, Crash Landing 99, Dave Da Hunter, Daenerys, Dino, Execute, LB 25 months. Seriously, awesome dude. Affair, Taco, Five Iron, Frasley, Sparkspan, Gazton, Grand Nagus, Keyvamp, Chris, thank you, and Chris R, thank you, Layla, Lisanne, Michael Ram, Mr. Bright 101, Mrs. Rock Guru, Ms. Miggy, Never Died, Nisi, O Canada, Onyx Hammer, Rude, Soylent Greener, Stir, Stone, Swing Cat, Thalani, Tiber, aka Tiber. Okay, I gotta do that one. Toasty, Tully Bardeen, Terwinkle, Two Frog, Tile, the Infirmary Keeper, Ominia, Umanathil, Wanima, Zaya, and Zorts. Again, guys, thank you so much for the help. We do really appreciate it. Heart you all. Thank you. Okay, now, the other thing that I want to say, thank you from not only myself, but from Stone and Stir. I have to say a wonderful big thank you to all of our fantastic mods for all the things that you guys do. Truly, we are blessed to have you doing this, you know, the help that you give us. So thank you very much. We have got Awesome Trousers, Boz, Fair, Chris, Nisi, Zaya, and Zorts. Thank you, guys. Again, big hearts from all of us. We do appreciate that. Again, Alminia, thank you for all the things with the website and the coding. It is greatly appreciated. So thank you very much. And to chat room. My chat room's over here. So thank you, chat room. Thank you for hanging out. Thank you for, you know, being in Discord, for supporting the challenges, for supporting the website, and hope you're having fun with it. And for our listeners on the podcast, thank you for all of that. We do greatly appreciate it. Now, next week will be Saturday, February 1. We will be back with another show at 7 p.m. Eastern. Nisi will be joining to come and have a guest, and we will see how she's going with her bloodthirsties. So we will get to catch up with her there. So looking forward to that. Thank you to everyone who's popped in today. Thank you very much, guys. Do appreciate that. Don't forget where you can find all of your information is at wowchallenges.com. There is the information for our Discord, our Facebook, our Twitch, our Twitter, and our YouTube channel. So if you want to find all of the things WoW Challenges, website is the place. If you want to download any of the episodes, they're all up now. Stone and I did fix all of that. You can go over to Google Play, iTunes, Spotify, and Stitcher Radio, where you can hear the latest podcast. If you would like to send an email to the show, please send one to podcast@wildchallenges.com. All right. If you want to get in, there we go. Yep. Got to make another stuff up because it's 200. Go later. If you want to get in contact with me, please jump over to Twitter, Shush Stone. Jump over to Twitter and that you will find me at Leta Wow, which is LETAWOW. And don't forget to check out Adventures in Azeroth, which is a show that I do with Stone once a month. So yeah, pop over to there. Other than that, a huge thank you to two of our wonderful friends of the show, which is Mark Conan and Epic Insanity. Mark Conan did our intro graciously many, many years ago and continues to be a wonderful supporter of the show. So Mark Conan, thank you. You can find him at Mark Conan Wow on Twitter. And Epic, the man with the beard. Most definitely, Epic Insanity did our outro, and again he made a slightly different outro for us for 2020. So thank you, Epic. We do appreciate that. You can find him on Twitter at @Epic_Insanity, as well as his own podcast. He has the Frozen Nerds podcast. So please go and support his wonderful friends of the show. Other than that, I think we're done. I think it's time to wrap it up, guys. But again, from me to you, from all of the mods, the admin over at WoW Challenges, we have to say thank you. Thank you for a fun 200 shows. It's been an adventure, and we will continue on in the vein. Yeah, we will see where we go from here. So looking forward to that. Other than that, please, everyone, stay safe, both in and out of game, and have a fantastic week. We will catch you next week. Bye, guys!
The WoW Challenges Podcast is a World of Warcraft gaming podcast, produced by Stone and Leta, copyright 2020. Portions of this podcast belong entirely to Blizzard Entertainment. The music used for the show belongs to Kevin MacLeod, and you can find his great stuff at incomputech.com. No copyright infringement is intended.